How many of y'all sick of these politicians proclamating and resoluting and celebrating this fella and that fella and this group and that group? And every time you turn around, some politician is congratulating somebody for something. And then you got people that come forward to county councils and the state house and the federal government to be awarded all this stuff and get little things to hang on the wall and that kind of thing. And all I can think about is that these people don't have to get patted on the back. And where else are they going to go to get patted on the back than going to little G, is what I call it, the little god, the god of state, the one that sets all the rules and proclamates and resolutes. It's almost like, because God ain't here to pat you on the back and give you brownie points and all, that you need to substitute the big G for a little G. And so you see people begging at the altar of little G for all kinds of stuff. Get the road construction done, or too much growth. I want the government to stop building, letting people build houses. My neighbor's grass is too tall, or they got a car on blocks, or they got a storage container, and I want government to fix it. I want little G to do something. Big G hadn't answered any of my prayers to get the people to move or cut the grass or whatever. So I want to get little G to do it for me. Little G's got the force. Big G, he's hanging out somewhere and he doesn't force anybody to do anything. So we got to get little G to do everything. That's kind of what we've done. I've said a long time, there's basically two rules. Don't hurt anyone and don't steal anybody's stuff. On top of that, have no other God but me, God. But we kind of, you know, you got freedom of religion, and God says, hey, you can worship whoever you want to, but I'm just telling you, there ain't but one. But then he says, do unto others as you would have done unto you. And, you know, that falls under, you don't want anybody stealing your stuff, and so you don't steal people's stuff. But when it comes to little G can do whatever they want, and people will agree with it. They might bitch, moan, whine, and cry, but they accept that little G is good. Little G is benevolent. Now, if that little G is over in Russia, that little G, that's not good. In China's little G, that's not good. But in the U.S. of A., hey, our little G is the best, because big G, you see, formed little G through a bunch of guys sitting around in a place in Philadelphia way back 1780s. So people accept that little G is big G's intermediary. And, you know, you hear people all the time, you know, the Constitution is God sent, you know. I heard it said more distinct by Judge Napolitano, says, we don't have a Bill of Rights, we have a Bill of Privileges. You see, we're under a corporation, and what they've done is they've registered us as cattle, really, as chattel. That's why you have a birth certificate, and that's why everything you do, you have to ask permission for. So little G owns everything. You don't own shit. We don't own anything. We're just allowed to keep enough to keep us you know, going. And some can accumulate as long as they play by the rules. And then they start bribing politicians and that kind of thing to gain more and more and more. And that's what Little G does. It picks winners and losers. The most evil pieces of shit in the world rise through to the top. That's true in every Little G. Every Little G's a murderer and a liar and a thief. So who is Little G? Who's the father of lies? People don't see it. People want to say, oh, no, no, no. United States government, no, that's a good, benevolent thing and all. And the politicians are dirty, but if we elect the right person, we'll change things. Look here. If voting counted, it would be legal. The reason they get you to vote is give you the illusion of choice so that you keep playing this damn game. In the meantime, they're screwing you over, screwing you over, screwing you over. That's the name of the game. That's why they created the Federal Reserve and the income tax. That's why they can spend this country into trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. And that's why they have so many unfunded liabilities. You think that they're actually going to fix Social Security, fix Medicare? It's a fix. It's a scam. It's a con job. They put IOUs all in it so that they can spend more so that they can launder it through government and through the military-industrial complex and all that kind of thing so that they're... the people that they are connected to and themselves can enrich themselves in this world. They don't give a shit about humans. They give a shit about themselves. A dirty, rotten, no good Satanist. And every now and then you see one thrown overboard, like Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and all them people. You think the devil gives two shits. Once your usefulness is up, or you're useful to throwing out some red meat to the MAGA people or to the whoever it might be, these people be sacrificed too. The devil don't give a shit about them as much as he don't give a shit about you. You're just a tool. And any of these people that are playing along with it for personal gain, well, they're just... they done sold their soul to the devil. So, Little G, what do you think it is? Little G the devil or Little G sent by God? Let me know in the comments. Like, share, subscribe. Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.